What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
Oh, yeah.
And we're getting horny weeks after the fact.
Wow, like this horniness has just lasted me for so long.
We done did a goof.
We done did a goof.
And we apologized for it.
That's true.
But in case you didn't listen to...
Well, you apologized for it.
You were implied.
That's fair.
Yeah, we just... If we can't get together to record a podcast, we can't get together to record a 90-second apology. if you didn't listen to a Bros Before Rose apology, the episode that went up a couple days ago, we had technical difficulties recording our last episode. About a third of the audio was completely unusable. So we are re-recording this episode.
I want you all to know it was a really great episode.
It was a really good
episode. And you'll never hear it.
You'll never hear it.
It wasn't like that shitty episode that we didn't want to release to because it was shitty.
Yeah, this was a really good episode.
So good.
Yeah.
That somehow it broke.
And if you want to hear it, you have to subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon.
You'll get early access to all of our blooper episodes. All the episodes that don't make the cut that end up on the cutting room floor. The episodes that don't get released.
Yeah, the jokes that we can't post.
All of our other sponsorships from Powerade are all in those episodes.
Yeah, the most problematic Bachelor podcast in America is our blooper reel.
That's our blooper reel. That's the one where we just get angry and...
just get angry and horny.
Angry. It's really just angry, though. It's just like 60 straight minutes of just, hey, fuck Chris Harrison, right?
We don't want him to hear that.
That's not how we feel.
No, we don't. It's just when you're just getting upset and you just really want to let out that anger.
Yeah.
We don't want him to hear that. We don't want him to know that that's even ever been said.
There's a dark side to this podcast.
That's true.
And that's
a Patreon exclusive.
That's Rose Before Bros. That's when Bros come second.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. The Bros is put to the side.
Oh God. So we have to. Do a little time travel. Rewind.
Whoa, I'm back 3 weeks ago.
Whoa, it's...
Wow.
It's, the government's still shut down.
The government's still shut down. The Super Bowl is coming.
The Super Bowl hasn't happened yet.
Whoa!
We're not disappointed yet.
Yeah. Did you hear SpongeBob was
Did you hear
be?
We're going to get some SpongeBob at the Super Bowl?
That's going to be so good. I bet they're going to do the whole sweet victory.
I bet... Adam Levine keeps his shirt on the whole time.
I bet it's not disappointing at all.
Oh, man. What a world we were in 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I know. What a crazy time to be alive.
That was really quite a time.
Wow. It's so good to be back.
It's good to be back here. There was so much hope.
So
much hope.
So much to look forward to.
We didn't think that the Patriots were going to be in the Super Bowl at that point. Like, it could be the Chiefs, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I know a sports thing, okay?
For you knowing this, that's good.
Yeah, I know at least two sports things a year, all right?
It's Golden Knights and anything else.
Yeah, I know the Golden Knights are doing bad, and I know, like, maybe two things about football.
I'm really giving you some props here.
Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's 3 weeks... Well, actually, no, it's 3 weeks ago, so you should know it's coming up.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's fresh in your mind.
Exactly. Yeah, it's 3 weeks ago. Has it happened yet? Probably not. Who knows?
time will tell.
Only time will tell. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl, guys?
What are you predicting?
Yeah.
I'm predicting it's going to be like a really high-scoring game.
It's going to be a really intense game that we're all going to enjoy watching.
So, and I have no idea what's happened on the past 3 weeks of The Bachelor.
No. God, no. I mean, we can only talk about this 1 week that has just happened.
It's just happened.
We just watched at the Hinterlands.
It was crazy.
And we're going to come back to your apartment and record an episode on my laptop, not my iPad, and the recording is going to go excellent.
Thank goodness. That was good.
God, that was a really good riff.
That was a fun.
That
riff.
Was a
that
fun.
That was one
bit.
Of my most favorites.
That was a really good.
That's
riff.
That's going in the Patreon in our vault.
That's going in the Patreon vault. don't miss this opportunity because who knows when it's going to come back out of the vault. Vault 76. Do we still think Fallout 76 is good 3 weeks ago? No. Okay,
no,
never mind.
I think 3 weeks ago.
It was still bad 3 weeks ago. Shit. Okay, never mind.
I hope Kingdom Hearts is good.
Man, Kingdom Hearts is gonna be. I'm really excited for Kingdom Hearts 3 to come out.
Is it gonna get delayed again?
Probably.
Who knows?
Who knows? We can't be sure.
Okay. We have to talk about this.
We have to talk about The Bachelor.
This is too fun.
We have to remember so far ago. And, like, Yo, I've had, like, since that day, like, I've had, like, open mics and, like, whiskey and just, like...
Oh, a lot of alcohol. So let's go forward in time a little. It was the Super Bowl yesterday.
Oh, no. We're saving that shit.
We're saving that shit.
3 weeks ago. It's January 23rd. It's January. It's January 23rd.
Yeah.
I think. It's not February yet. I don't feel the looming pain of Valentine's Day coming down.
Oh, yeah.
I feel nothing. It's just January and it's cold. The polar vortex.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's going to be cold.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
Oh, man.
You need to be careful.
Chicago's going to be crazy. Get ready. It's going to be like -60.
Our listeners in Chicago, get ready. It's coming for you.
It's coming and it's coming hard. Be careful out there, guys. Bundle up. Just don't go outside.
Just don't go outside.
Polar vortex.
Because if you go outside, you will die.
Okay, I think we've crossed the line. This joke has gone on too
long.
Okay, yeah. So, Alan, it's 3 weeks ago again. In case you didn't hear that whole last 10-minute bit. Bachelor Mansion.
Bachelor Mansion.
We're at Bachelor Mansion. We haven't left yet. We're still at Bachelor Mansion. It's only week three.
We've lost some women.
We've lost a few women. Who were they? Who cares?
Just listen to our other episodes.
Just listen to the other episodes. So this episode... God, I took such bad notes on this episode, too. It opens with that classic Bachelor formula that I... hate of the women at the mansion not understanding how this show works, and they ask that classic question. Alan,
is he going on like dates with other women?
Why is he dating other women?
It's just so hard to watch him date other women.
Yeah, this is a competitive dating show. Have you not noticed that there's 30 of you living in a house together, and like you keep going out on dates with this one boy?
I hate everyone who says, like, I just makes me so angry.
Like, we talk about this every episode, but, like, you remember, like fucking Vanessa, who was, like, at the...
That's one of the more egregious. When you've already gone through this whole process, and you still can't believe you're, don't even need to delve into how annoying she was.
How do you be on this show and done no research? Just watch one episode. Just watch one.
Yeah.
And just make sure it's not the finale. And just pick one episode. Yeah, watch Ari go on three group dates.
Oh, he's dating other women.
Oh, there's multiple. Oh, he sucks face on all of them? Oh, okay. Golly gee. Maybe this isn't an exclusive relationship at this time.
Right.
Like, get your shit together.
He wouldn't earn fantasy suites at some exclusive relationship.
No! You're good. You're going.
That's why
it's called the fantasy suites, not the fantasy suite.
But like... Because he could be getting that nut with two other ladies.
But he's not getting the nut. Because the nut got sent home last week. Because it's last week.
Thank you.
Because it's last week. did the nut get sent home this week?
No. The nut got sent home, I think.
Week two, right?
Week two.
God, I hope so.
I know we lose. Oh, wait. It might have been this week.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. It's a real spoiler because it's 3 weeks ago. This episode is going to be so bad.
No, it's going to be awesome. Let's talk about this stuff.
Let's talk about it. So after the conversation about how this show fucking works, Chris Harrison in that Cash Dad outfit.
Cash Dad.
Cash Dad Chris.
Is Casual Dad like a real style? Because if it is, Chris is the champion. Casual Dad.
Like
when he's not at Rose Ceremony,
suited up
is peak Harrison.
Yeah, that's Chris
Harrison.
But
when he's just like out and about, like, he is Casual Dad.
You know when Frieza's still short and he has horns and he like flies around a little spaceship?
Yes.
That's Cash Dad Harrison.
That's Casual
Dad. But
when
Chris Harrison suits up and he's at the
final form,
that's golden Frieza.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's golden Frieza.
Right.
Who still got beaten up by Broly. Just saying.
Wow.
Yeah, just throwing that
out.
Did
you go to theaters to watch that?
Goddamn right. But
so
wait, no, but this was weeks ago. Have I seen it yet?
Have you seen it yet?
I can't remember now.
Oh, jeez. We've just called the time paradox.
Oh, no.
Die.
Episode over. Time paradox. It's over.
Okay.
But he comes in and he drops that first group date card.
And we knew it was going to be a group date card, right?
Yeah, because he says that thing he says at the beginning of every week for the first like 4 weeks.
That's right.
Ladies.
So first group date.
There's going to be two group dates this week.
Oh, right.
And a one-on-one.
And one-on-one.
The very romantic one-on-one date.
Very romantic.
Very intimate.
Very intimate.
Call back to the last episode.
Very intimate.
Very intimate.
The previous episode.
So who's on that first group date, Alan? And God, I wrote this so bad. It's going to be Katie. It's going to be Heather. Hannah B. Courtney, Kerpa, Tracy, Demi, and Caitlin.
Yeah.
And what does the card say? It says, I'm looking for life's greatest treasure.
Whoa.
Now, what does that mean? What is life's greatest treasure? Is it love?
Diamonds.
Is it the nut?
It's that nut.
It's getting that. Because
it's getting that nut.
But that's not...
Which might actually be the love's greatest treasure in this season.
In this... Well, I mean, we...
Because Colton hasn't gotten that nut.
He hasn't gotten that nut. He gonna. And we're gonna talk about that next week.
Next week.
Because next week, we don't know what... We don't know what happens next week.
Time travel.
This is just the time travel episode. This is just like I instead of play the game music, I'm just gonna play, like, the TARDIS sound.
I like it.
So they get in a bus and they go somewhere.
They get shipped off
and they end up at a restaurant that's like, medieval times.
I do know medieval times.
It's a fun family get together restaurant where everyone is a knight. But this isn't medieval times.
You cheer for your knight, and then that knight can win.
And then they joust, and there's probably a king, and there's swords.
And then there's like a whole plot and you're like, wow, I'm eating my turkey leg.
But I bet you know the concept of medieval times is, well, fluid. Alan, it's just kind of boring.
Yeah.
How do you jazz it up? How do you take this like showboating kind of restaurant and make it relevant to the modern era?
I've got a good one.
Now, wait, hold on.
No, I've got a good idea.
Showboating.
No. You just said it in the future.
Boats?
No. Well, yeah, just boats. Boats.
Boats?
Boats, boats, boats.
Boats, boats, boats.
Yeah, it's all about boats.
All about boats.
Yeah, mid-boat times. That's what you're going to call it. You're going to call it Boat Times, and it's going to be about boats.
Boat Times.
Boat Times.
Boys in the band having boat times. Sorry, Jimmy Buffett, I ruined your song.
we're gonna get sued by him so quick.
Jimmy Buffett is coming for us, and he's coming hard.
So we're gonna have boat. So it's gonna be called Boat Times.
Boat Times.
It's gonna be all nautical themed.
Specifically, it's gonna be pirate themed.
Right, and you can pay extra. Oh, is that what this is gonna be?
This is gonna be a pirate themed date.
Oh, because they went to Pirate Times. That's right.
I don't think it was called Pirate Times.
I'm calling it Pirate Times.
Pirate Times?
We're here at Pirate Times.
What about Medieval Pirates?
That doesn't work.
Nope, doesn't work.
I just keep calling it Pirate Times because I don't know what else to call it.
God, I love this. I just love this. They go to this pirate-themed restaurant.
Pirate Times.
And they enter, and Colton is in there on the deck of a boat. And he's decked out in pirate gear.
He is fully Captain...
Captain Colton.
Captain Colton.
Captain... No Nut Beard. Captain... There's got to be a virgin joke to make here. I don't want to make a virgin joke. Everyone does
Captain
that.
V-Card.
Captain Blue Balls.
Captain Blue Balls.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, way to go, me hearty.
Wait, that's pretty good.
Yeah, all right, Captain Blue Balls. Oh, no, we're going to call him that forever now.
Oh, no. I hate that we just did that. But he's in there, and he's in there, like, fighting off some other pirates.
And he's up on the rope.
Yeah.
At one point, right?
And he, like, swings down, and there's, like, two pirates down there, and they're like, we're gonna catch you, Captain Blue Balls. And he's like, no siree.
And he
pulls out his cutlass, and he swings it around, and then the two pirates fall into the water. And he wins. Great job.
And then all the women are just...
They're
soaked.
Because the water splashed on them. We should record every episode 3 weeks late. I feel like we got some prime goofs.
The jokes are real good.
These jokes have had time to marinate.
it's like bread. They've been proving for weeks.
Yeah. Oh god. And they haven't deflated yet. No. Mary Berry will still approve. She's not gonna
We're pulling this out.
Your bread is a little overproofed. It's like, nope, that's not what happened, Mary Berry.
Our bread has proven it's delicious.
No soggy bottoms here, Mary Berry.
Hell no.
Nope.
Shouts out to Mary Berry.
Shout out to Mary Berry. Yeah,
just giving her some love.
Yeah, I know she's not a judge anymore on the Great British Bake Off.
She should have been.
She should be, because she's a goddamn treasure.
She's a delight.
She's an international treasure.
Indeed.
National Treasure 3.
The podcast, Mary Berry, you got it. Let us know. Let
National Treasure 3, International Treasure, starring Nicolas Cage and Mary Berry.
Oh, that's good.
Right? And it's going to be about stealing the queen.
Stealing the queen's croissants.
Yep, stealing croissants from the queen.
The secret croissants.
The secret...
To get the national recipe.
We're getting so far away from The Bachelor again. So, on this date, they do a little dress up. They all dress up. The ladies all dress up like pirates.
Yes, and then they teach them some like the pirate, like some of the fightings that they do like in the pirate times, like, show. They give them those like those cotton swabs.
Those big old Q-tips.
Yeah, the Q-tips, not cotton swabs.
Well, cotton swabs, Q-tips, they're the same thing.
Like the Q-tips, but they have them on like Ultimate Warrior challenges. Yeah. And they have to like fight each other.
Yeah.
They put them on like a plank, and they're like, "All right, fight each other!" And all the ladies just start like beating on each other with these Q-tips.
Q-tips.
And so they're all having a good time. Everyone's kind of this is fun.
Yeah.
Tracy is kind of going at it.
Tracy's going at it.
She is just knocking people down.
Hannah B is very good at this. Hannah B has
been quite aggressive.
Yeah,
and
she mad.
And as we know, as we've heard a little bit, that Hannah B.
Oh, we got a message.
Oh, nice. That Hannah B.
Nope, and no, that's Kaylin, another message. I'm gonna mute my computer.
That Hannah B. and Kaylin are not the biggest fans of each other. They were both Miss States, and were competing in the Miss USA competition.
Yes,
and Kaylin was the first runner-up. Hannah did not place. We're going to say that a lot. It's going to come up a lot.
It's going to come up a lot because
I think.
That, yeah. Well, I mean,
it might.
It might.
Who knows?
It's 3 weeks ago. We don't know.
So that's that backstory. So Hannah B starts taking out a little bit of aggression on Kaylin while she's up there and knocks her off.
Yeah.
Now.
But Kaylin didn't really try.
No, she did
like,
not.
Kaylin really try. Let's be real. I think Kaylin's like a little scared of Hannah B. Like,
I think so. I think she thought she was going to really hit her.
Yeah, I think Kaylin was like actually like thinking, this girl's going to fight me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see that drama.
Not at all.
That's not the drama I'm here for.
After that happens, they're going to pick the two pirates. Pirates? No, they're just pirates.
They're just pirates.
Pirates who they thought were the best pirates out of everyone.
Yeah.
And they're going to put them actually in the show.
Yep.
And they're going to rescue Captain Blue Balls.
Yep. Captain Blue Balls. How did it take us 3 weeks to think of that?
Well, I guess we had to prove it.
Yeah, it's true. Your joke is underproved. It's not. It's not Mary Berry. It's perfect. Isn't that a spot-on Mary Berry impression, though? Spot-on. It's perfect.
I could have sworn she was in the room with me.
I know, right? Hey, wow. Hey, Mary Berry, do you want to host this podcast? Oh, your dough is overproofed. That's the only thing Mary Berry can say.
What?
You've got a soggy bottom.
There's an elegant old woman in here doing this podcast now.
Oh man,
it's incredible.
Mary Berry, tell me about the British Bake Off challenge. There's baking involved. Oh,
whoa,
Mary Berry, thank you.
Wow, hot take.
I hate this. I hate this so much. So, alright, I'm going to go then. Alright, bye Mary Berry.
Bye Mary Berry.
Bye Mary Berry. Have
miss
fun.
You.
Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the next several weeks of The Bachelor. Don't overproof your dough. Thanks, Mary. We'll see you later, Mary.
We appreciate all your baking tips.
I wouldn't be a very good baker if it weren't for you. Alright, now she's gone.
She's gone. She left.
That was the door closing behind Mary Berry. Bye, Mary Berry.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you.
God. Okay. So the two winning pirate queens who get on the
Tracy and Kaylin, which again was a little surprising.
Kind of surprised me.
Everyone was actually kind of surprised about Kaylin.
Yeah.
Getting there because everyone's like especially Hannah B was like, I tried way harder than her. She wasn't doing nothing.
Which to be fair, like.
Yes,
yeah, you
that's
did.
True. I will absolutely give her that. So Kaylin and Tracy are picked, and then they have to kind of have a little bit of a pirate competition.
Yeah.
During the show, and they're gonna go race and save Captain Blue Balls.
Yep.
So during said thing, they actually do a real like pirate times.
Yeah, like the restaurant opens up, families come in to enjoy their pirate themed dinner.
Yeah,
all the other ladies like
turkey legs.
Yep, all the ladies line up to they like sit down, they have their dinner while they watch Kaylin and Tracy fight.
This is actually a point where you can watch them actually eat food.
Yeah, well Demi didn't.
Demi
takes her entire turkey leg.
She starts just when Kaylin comes out, they start booing, and Demi just like. Boo! And throws her turkey leg at the boat, and it probably like lands in the water.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not like malicious. It's like a goof. Like
right. She wasn't just like, let me hit this bitch.
Yeah.
It was just like boo. She's like, I know I'm on television.
Yeah. Demi.
Demi's very aware she's on television.
Demi's gonna do so well on BIP.
Oh my god, she's so acutely aware she's on television. And I'm not complaining. Demi's.
We're gonna talk about Demi later. So, I mean, the pirate fight happens. Kaylin beats Tracy.
Kaylin ends up beating Tracy and then makes to the top of Captain Blue Balls and they have to... And then it's like, oh, kiss. And they share an awkward one.
It was so awkward.
And...
Like, you could see both of their teeth. Like it was like, you know, you go in for the kiss and they're both smiling.
He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, and like there's both... They're like both like baring their teeth at each other. Not like lions, but like they're both just like smiling. They're like, right. Oh, and then... And then they're like, oh, we have to kiss. And they both have to, like, pull their teeth back into their mouth very quickly.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, kind of fast. You know it wasn't romantic or fun for either party.
Right. But I also watched that. I'm like, this isn't an indictment on their relationship. I think this was just an awkward situation.
No, yeah. It was just a really weird situation. And, like, it's really funny to me. Like, that you can be so coy about, like, making out and getting diggity down on on national television. But then when there's, like, actually an audience of people physically watching you smooch.
Watch, like, oh, God, I hope my technique is good. Like, you have to, like, really focus on your smooching. Like, I mean, at least I would. I'm like,
has there ever been anyone on The Bachelor who's just, like, just a terrible kisser?
Brian.
See, here's the thing. I think Brian was actually a very good kisser. He's just a very loud
very
kisser.
Very audible kisser.
Yeah, and I think they were aiming for, like, they had, like, the mic, like, in his mouth, like we talked about this,
like just outside of the screen.
They've got like
the producer
that kiss
just, like,
noise
with the camera.
Mouth.
I was like, yeah, that's right. Get that ASMR smooch.
Yeah, just
right
get those like.
Oh, stop!
Get those
stop.
Sounds.
That is making me so uncomfortable. Jesus Christ! Oh God!
And that's not the first time I've done that on this
I
podcast.
I know, it makes me so uncomfortable.
So we then move on to the evening portion of the date.
Yes.
The first notable bit there is Colton and Kaylin have really a very nice moment together.
They have a lovely moment together, and they address said awkward kiss.
They address the awkward kiss, and Colton was like, I didn't...
He's just like, I just wasn't prepared. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think anything of it.
Yeah.
It was really just, I messed up. And this is like I'm saying, like, hey, way to just, like, go and explain what you did wrong.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm just trying to let you know, I fucked up. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then they have like that was just like, I was like, good on you, man. Like, yeah. Way to be communicative. And
yeah. And then they have a really not awkward kiss.
Yeah, they smooch
hard. And then they kind of just like have a little time like lying on a couch together. And it was like really cute. But as that's happening, the fire inside Hannah B is burning strong.
So everyone's having their time, and then eventually Hannah B's time comes up. Like
yeah.
You said. And this is where
in a talking
the drama
head
really starts.
In a talking head interview, Hannah B describes herself as befumpled.
Befumpled, yeah.
Which not so, a word.
Not a word.
Not a word. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. this is okay. If last week's date was any like indication of why I'm not loving Hannah, this was making it worse.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked a lot on this show about things you just don't fucking do on this show if you want to win.
Yeah.
One of those main things, don't talk about other women when you have your time.
Yeah.
Use your time
for you.
Use
your time
because that will get you further.
Like, you want to spend your very limited time with the lead. Like, you want to spend that time improving your relationship with him,
yes.
Not necessarily trying to break down the other women's relationship with
I
him.
Think it's fair to talk about... I think sometimes it's fair to be like, you know, I was having some argument with her, and we worked it out, but, you know, I'm just...
Yeah.
I think like, that's okay. It's like, talk, like if you're not, like, trying to, like, throw shade or trying to make problems, that's okay.
Like, you're trying to bone down with this dude. He's not your fucking camp counselor. Like, let's...
Right.
Like, don't bring this drama. Don't make it his problem, basically.
Right.
Because this drama is with, like, Hannah B., your drama is with you and Caitlin. Like, yeah. It doesn't need to involve Colton. It shouldn't involve Colton. Deal with it yourselves. Be fucking adults about this.
Absolutely. And Caitlin, I want to point out, Caitlin hasn't brought up this at all yet.
Yeah.
Hannah B. is the instigator of this said drama. Yeah. Caitlin talked about it within the house.
I think Caitlin has mentioned that she, to Colton, that she just knows Hannah B. from
a past. Yes. Like, she never said any, she never started out with any sort of negativity.
Yeah.
Towards her, toward to Colton. And so this starts in Hannah B. talking about, like, they were roommates during the pageant. She, like, calls her manipulative.
Yep, there you go.
Thank you. Manipulative, like, not that she's, like, fake, all this stuff. Those are a lot of really negative words about her, and that throws Colton off.
This is also a part, I think this is the part where Hannah B. says, like, if you have feelings for Caitlin, we're very different people, so I don't see how you could have feelings for me. And then was that now?
At this point, or was that later
on? I don't remember. It was three weeks ago.
That was tonight.
Yeah.
I think that was at the that's at the pool party.
That might be later. Yeah, but like, it's all just a fucking jumble at this point.
Fair. No, you're fair.
Like, so I don't know. Other people talk to Colton, whatever.
Well, but that leads him to go then talk to Caitlin.
Yeah, well, he talks to Hannah B., doesn't he?
No, so he talks to Hannah B., and he goes and gets Caitlin, and then he mentions that stuff about her, and then it throws Caitlin off, and she's really upset, and then he kind of allays the fears, they smooch a lot, and then he just gets up, goes and grabs the group date rose, and goes and brings it to her.
Yeah. And this was, like, a thing that we talked about this. I don't love the act of, like, privately giving someone the group date rose.
Right.
Because Becca did that a few times.
A few times.
And, like, it's like, Colton, where did you learn this shit? Oh, right, from Becca.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like it's...
But
it's,
also, it was such a sweet moment.
It is a very sweet moment, but also, like, just, like, it's a group date.
Yeah.
Like,
this isn't one-on-one. Like, do it as a group.
Yeah, there's a group of people here. And I know it's, like, kind of, like... Like, I feel like your reasoning, even if it's just as simple as, like, she really opened up tonight, like... For giving someone the group day rose, that should be kind of public, like that, like, because you are like, it's silly that you're on a date with like 9 women at once.
Yeah.
But like, yo, homie, you're on a date with 9 women at once. Like, I don't know. There's some I just don't like that.
Yeah.
That like private group date give rose ceremony. Right. You know.
So other like not really notable, but just things to know. Tracy and Demi aren't really getting along.
Tracy and Demi are still not getting along.
Demi
just isn't...
There's a lot of smooching. Demi does have a good moment here.
Tell me about Demi's good moment.
Demi goes and talks to Colton, and she's talking to Colton. Now, Demi has definitely got some Dommy in her.
Okay.
Where she's like... Because she wants to kind of like take control of the situation.
Yeah.
So she literally is just like being the one in charge and like bends Colton over a little bit, like blindfolds him.
Oh, this was weird.
And she spanks him with a paddle.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
This was weird.
Yeah. Then she literally sexually assaults him, where she takes a mannequin's hand and puts it right on his dinger.
Right on the old cat and blue balls.
right on cat and blue balls. Blue balls. She actually gave him the name.
Yeah.
And then he goes, "Whoa, what's going on? It's just a mannequin hand, silly." And I was like, "This isn't good."
It was weird. Yeah.
It was very weird. Yeah. But Colton's digging it.
I feel like
he likes how forward she is.
I was getting a drink during that scene.
Yeah. It was very awkward. It was. But Demi, you know, she's aggressive.
Yes, she is.
In her
and,
pursuit.
And,
like,
and we'll talk about Demi later, which I keep saying. Because I still kind of like Demi.
No, sorry. This isn't negative against Demi.
No, I know.
Well,
I know.
Actually,
this is weird. This is bad points, Demi.
Weird, but I still actually like Demi on the whole.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about Demi as we go on in this season.
You know, next week I'm sure we'll have a lot of time.
Will she make it to next week? We'll find out.
Yeah, I have no idea.
We have no idea. It's 3 weeks ago. So next up is a one-on-one.
Yes. And this surprise one-on-one.
Surprise. Well, I mean, it wasn't a surprise. Well,
sorry.
And everything.
Surprise person on the one-on-one.
It was Elise. She got that one-on-one date.
Which, right now, since it's 3 weeks ago and I wasn't expecting it, this was very surprising.
It was kind of out of nowhere. So the group date...
I was very happy because I've wanted to see more of Elise.
Do you remember what the card said? Because I don't.
Nope.
Cool. There was a group day card. It said something. It was for Elise. Like that Beethoven song. And then, you know what I'm talking about.
It was a good goof.
Thank you. Thank you. And they go to...
First they go to an airfield. They get on a helicopter.
They
go to an airfield.
They get on a helicopter. And it's very cute.
And they fly to like a knockoff Los Angeles.
This fucking D-list Coney Island Luna Park nonsense.
Right. It's like supposed to be based on Coney Island. Like there's even
there's a wooden roller coaster.
There's a wooden roller coaster that looks eerily like the Cyclone.
Yeah. And it's like the Twister. Like
yeah, right. Yeah. It's like the Twister.
Legally different from the Cyclone.
T for this is actually the Twister.
W for wait, this isn't the Cyclone?
No, it's Twister.
It's the Twister.
I for
I can't believe it. The Twister.
The Twister.
S for shit. This isn't the Cyclone, it's the Twister.
T.
The Twister.
The Twister.
E. For EGADS. The Twister. R. Rob, look. Rob, the Twister.
The Twister.
I'm glad we went through all of that. It probably wasn't even called the Twister.
That's what it is.
Nope, it's the Twister now.
Oh, shit.
this is prime content.
This is my favorite episode.
This is the best episode of this podcast. So this is when Colton drops a bomb. Get wrecked, ladies. that he tells Elise, I know I said this is a one-on-one, but it's not. It's a group date. And she's all like,
what? I wasn't expecting anyone else to be here.
I don't want a group date. I thought I was getting a one-on-one. And then from around the corner comes just like a horde of children.
Horde of chillins.
A wave of babies.
And they're just like, yeah, wave of babies. And it's like, yeah, we're here.
Because they have cleared out this whole amusement park.
The entire
amusement park. It is empty. And it's just for Colton and Elise and these children.
From Colton's charity.
From Colton's
for
charity.
Cystic Fibrosis.
So they have, yeah, they, yeah.
So a lot of the kids have cystic fibrosis and are within Colton's charity, and he brought them all here to show them a really fun time and to see how Elise is with kids.
Yeah.
Because why not show the older woman how they are with kids?
Which is, like, really important to Colton. Like,
is important to Colton that you are good with
that
kids.
That you're good with kids. Because he brought Becca to, like, to hang out with kids, too, when on his hometown.
Yeah,
like,
it is a huge deal to him.
Colton's looking for, like, that mom potential.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Elise brings it in spades.
Yeah, she good.
This is a great date because the rest of this date is just Elise like really getting along with a lot of the kids. Colton just is, you know, is just all the kids love him. He's having fun with all of them. They're doing all the games, riding rides. They're making all these jokes. Like you know, it's all really, really fun and cute and beautiful.
Yeah.
Elise is having this really good connection with one little girl. You can see this the whole time. She's, like, riding the merry-go-round with her, like, talking with her. It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
There was one very weird section, though, where Colton's talking to these two, like, little girls.
Yeah.
And, okay.
This was meant to be cute. This is supposed to be cute.
Right. It was meant to be cute. They definitely prompted them.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, just going along with it. It just comes off as weird. He goes, he asked them, like, did you ever kiss a boy? And they're like, ew, no, I didn't kiss a boy.
Ew, gross.
Gross. I don't want to kiss.
Yuck.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to kiss a boy.
I want to kiss a boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's gross.
Gross.
Boys are gross.
Boys are worst.
Oh.
So.
Lump off, boys.
Lump off, boys. Okay.
Which is kind of ridiculous because Lumpy Space Princess definitely likes boys.
Oh, she loves boys.
She loves
boys.
She
wants
boys.
To smooch up on boys
oh,
all the
boys.
Time.
Oh, boys. I'm going to smooch on boys.
Okay. So that was just, it was just a little weird, but it was supposed to be cute. Anyway.
But Colton also asks, like, how do I get this girl to like me? And one of the kids says, give her cotton candy.
Give her cotton candy. Yeah, I don't know. Give her cotton candy.
Yeah, everyone,
which
everyone
is
likes,
what a good answer.
Everyone likes cotton
like her.
Candy.
Just give her candy. Just give her something. Just give her cotton candy. She'll
I feel like I'm
you.
I'm like slowly getting farther away from Lumpy Space Princess, and I'm like getting closer to like Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror. So we need to stop doing this voice.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'm okay putting the kibosh on it.
Okay, cool. Just saying.
No, I like that you just said.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Shake hands.
This was good.
Handshake.
Yeah, that's some ASMR handshake.
Yeah,
right,
you
there.
Can hear
you
that
hear
handshake.
That?
Yeah. Just like, and then,
do you hear how like businesslike this handshake is?
This is a very businesslike handshake.
Wow. Good grip, by the way.
Thank you.
This is good.
Thank you.
All right, this can't be the podcast where we only talk about his handshakes.
Nope,
but
nope.
It could be.
That's a different. That's shake and bake. Our handshake.
Shake and bake. Oh my god.
Oh shit! No, we mentioned baking. Oh no! Fuck!
Oh no!
Oh, someone mentioned baking.
No,
Mary,
no,
get
Mary,
out of here,
Mary. We're
Mary.
Not talking about that anymore.
I just thought you mentioned baking.
No, we've done
Mary,
that bit.
Mary, you can leave. Mary, please.
No, we've done that bit.
I'll leave now.
That bit's done.
All right, that was the sound of Mary Berry leaving again.
Worst thing we've ever done. We have to do so many more episodes. There's so much more things to do.
We have to record more episodes of this podcast. Is Mary Mary going to be in them? We don't know.
No, we're keeping her out.
Get back in your cage, Mary Berry.
Jesus Christ.
So Colton and Elise annex and take over an ice cream shop.
That was fun. They're giving out all the kids scoops.
Yeah.
Didn't give them double scoops or
single
scoops?
No, this is a double scoop kind of day.
Oh, it's okay. Now, when you're going to get ice cream, and this is important to me.
Yeah.
Do you even do one scoop anymore?
No.
Or you're like, I'm a fucking adult.
No, fucking one scoop. What is, yo, like, that's a fucking ice cream.
You ever look at that and you see
tease.
One scoop and you're just like, shh, I'm an adult. Give me
one
two scoops.
Scoop?
Yeah, right.
What the fuck? Wait, what am I supposed to do with one scoop?
Right. Oh, I took two bites and I'm done.
Yeah. One scoop. That's just a fucking, like, bonbon. That's just, you just put that in your.
Ooh, excuse me.
Nice.
Sorry. Came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Pretty solid.
I'm sorry,
bet,
I like, stopped your bit there.
That's okay.
We were talking about ice cream.
Yeah.
And I feel like an adult when I get my two scoops.
Yeah. That's what an adult does.
Damn right.
I get two scoops.
Yeah, you walk into Baskin Robbins, you're just like, you want one scoop or two? Two.
Two. What?
Why is one an option anymore for adults?
Yeah.
You know you want two.
Yeah. You're getting two scoops.
Absolutely.
You're getting two scoops of raisins, all right? But instead of raisins, it's ice cream.
Yeah. It's instead of the very healthy thing, the super unhealthy one.
Yeah. What if you get raisin ice cream?
Like rum raisin?
Rum raisin, sure.
I've never had rum
Me raisin. Me neither.
It sounds great.
Honestly, the older I get, the more I think, you know, I could fuck with rum raisin ice cream.
Right? Have you felt like your ice cream tastes like you could eat all the other ice creams?
Yeah. Like, okay, my favorite
but
ice cream.
But your ice cream palate has gotten to be an older person's palate. Like,
yeah.
Oh, pecan ice cream.
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds delectable.
Like when you're a kid.
I'm like, I want moose tracks.
I want cookies and cream and peanut butter cups. And I want Ben and Jerry's everything but the, because they just put fucking everything in it.
And now you're just like,
rum
would
raisin.
Like some rum raisin.
Mmm. Yes.
Hmm. Could I just have the vanilla chocolate swirl? That'd be awesome.
Ooh, vanilla chocolate. How decadent.
How decadent.
Could I just have
soft serve?
And not with like a chocolate drizzle on top. Just,
no.
I just want a vanilla soft
serve. I just want
the
cone. I just want it with the cone.
Wait, just the cone?
Sprinkles.
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 No, thank you.
No, no.
Those can be messy.
Those can.
I'll have.
I'm quite content.
I'm quite content with this plain vanilla ice cream product.
Yo, but for real though, I love me some soft serve.
Soft serve is good.
Oh, it's so good. All right. Back
back
to
the Bachelor.
Back to the Bachelor. They eat their ice cream. They're having a lovely time and it's great.
It's great. They get on the Twister together.
They do get on the Twister.
And
of course they do exactly what they think.
What do you think they're going to do? You think that a technical malfunction, they're going to have to stop at the very top
and then
talk
like,
about
oh,
their feelings.
Talk about their feelings, and I guess they're going to make out.
Oh, I guess they're going to just jam each other's tongues down their throats.
There's no way they do that, right?
Nah, that would be ridiculous.
Ah, crazy.
Oh,
oh
shit,
no, that's
wait,
what
oh,
exactly
that's exactly what happens.
Yep, so they just make out and talk about stuff real quick, and then,
the twister! It's a twister! Anti-M!
Good.
Thank you. We're just stunned
yeah, we're
today.
We're just in it, man.
We're doing great.
We're on that post Bachelor high right now.
Yeah. So now, yeah, because we just watched the episode.
We just watched it.
So then it's the evening portion of the date. Things get serious.
real serious.
Things get real serious.
So, they're in the evening portion of the date. Everything's gone really well. They start talking about, you know, a lot. Colton talks about how, like, great it was seeing Elise with all the kids, and how, like, you know, motherly she feels, he feels she is, and he really likes the connection that those two have, and I honestly do too. I was really liking their dynamic together.
Yeah.
I'm really liking Elise.
Yeah.
She killed it all day. She was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, as they're kind of chatting, and he just, you know, so they almost make one joke. She's like, yeah, we're in, like, the Cougar Club in the,
That was last week. We've already talked about the Cougars.
She talked about that on the date, dude.
They did?
Yes.
Ah, I don't know.
She talked about this on the date because she's one of the more older women.
Yeah.
And
I feel like this was a different episode. This is the last week.
I swear to
you. So I know we've talked about it before, because that was when Colton said I wouldn't be here if I knew what I was doing, if I had it all together.
That
was definitely last week.
That is this date.
No, it wasn't. Because we've already talked about it in a podcast. It was last week.
Are you sure it was last week?
I'm like 99% sure.
Oh, that's when she won the group date, Rose.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. I can see this one.
All right. Handshake.
Handshake.
Shake.
That was my left arm. Probably wasn't as good. Can I get a better one?
Well, I have to use my right hand.
That's fair. Oh, that was good.
It's a good shake.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
But what Elise talks about, do you recall?
I recall.
All right. I mean, we gotta talk about it.
We gotta talk about it. It's like... God, this isn't even the heaviest we're going to get. she talks about her sister who was pregnant.
I think it was she had cancer.
Yeah, she was pregnant and she was diagnosed with cancer at like the same time.
And she put off her cancer treatments to make sure that she was able to have her child.
Yep.
And her sister unfortunately passed away.
Yep. The kid did not.
The kid did not. And Elise and her family have really taken it upon themselves to make sure
raise
that they're bringing her up and you know, and love her and she can give her a good, happy, healthy home. And
yeah.
And that's what's really taught her how to, like, you know, it's just, she's had a lot of experience with kids. She's had a lot of, she really understands how to be a loving, nurturing person. And
yep.
That speaks really highly to Colton. And
yeah.
I did too. I thought that was awesome.
Yep.
I mean, it's not awesome, the circumstances, but it says a lot about who she is. And
yeah.
I really, really like that about her.
So she gets that one-on-one day, Rose.
And they smooch.
Group date number two.
Group date number two.
Moving on.
They don't go dancing, right?
I don't believe so. They might. So. Who knows?
Was this when they go dancing and then there's the weird band we've never heard of?
No, like the starts with a T. Terrence Town. No, Terry's the next date. Shit. Can't remember.
Is he? I don't know.
We don't know. We haven't gotten there yet. Group date number two!
Whatever. I think they dance to some band you've never heard of, but apparently are famous.
Yeah, whatever. Group date number two. The date card shows up. It is for Taisha, Nina, Catherine, DJ Aggro. I'm so sorry.
Who's her Christian name?
DJ Aggro. Her Christian name. Sydney, Anika, Cassie, Nicole, Caitlin. For every strong man, there's an even stronger woman. That's what the date card said.
That's what the date card says.
So this is the point where we realize Hannah G has not been on a date this week. Tennille Arts. It was on. I wrote it down.
That's the band.
Yep.
The Captain and Tennille Arts.
Yep. That was it. That was the name of the band. I knew it started with a T.
No, you did good. High five.
Yeah. So they go on this group date, and I took zero notes. So we're just going to have to just do this from memory.
This was the Terry Crews
date. This was the Terry Crews date.
I actually know this date, basically almost everything that happened.
Cool.
So I will take the reins on this
one. Alan, you take the reins on this one. And while you take those reins, I'm going to go empty that bladder.
Okay. All right.
I can just stop the recording, so I'm here for when we do that. I'm going to go pee just real fast. Just like real fast.
Okay, no problem.
All right, that was refreshing. I peed.
Feel better?
Feel better. Bladder's
great.
Empty. Yeah.
Okay.
God, I had to flush all that Powerade out of my system.
No, don't put that evil on me right now.
All right, sorry. I won't bring up Powerade again.
Because, look, Powerade is refreshing. It gives you those electrolytes.
Got electrolytes.
It
comes in a lot of delicious flavors.
So many delicious flavors. It cools you on a hot summer day.
It's hydrating.
It's all it does is hydrate.
Yeah.
It gives you power.
Gives you power. What other sports drinks? They give you Gators. What the fuck does that even mean?
Who needs that? I want power.
I want power.
Exactly.
But yeah, Alan, let's talk about that group date.
Let's talk about that group date. So, Colt's a pretty strong guy, right?
He's a buff boy.
How much would you like just to see a montage of him getting sweaty and doing exercise?
Oh God, not at all.
Well, tough shit. Because that's what you're going to get from the beginning of this date.
But then he's going to have to shower, and we're going to have to watch that, too.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. So the beginning of this date is just Colton outside, shirtless, flipping tires,
doing the ropes. Power ropes,
doing push-ups while power roping.
Yeah, push-up, rope with one hand, push-up, rope with the other hand.
And it's just like, and he's just like showing how buff he is.
Yeah.
And the ladies roll up, and they see him shirtless, and they are soaked. Because there's water in the bus.
Because the bus has like a pool in it, so you know. But like, they're all like, "Ooh, cold."
Of that joke I made earlier.
Yeah, because the joke from earlier. Alan, keep talking about the group date. I told you could take the reins on this
one. Okay, I got it. So they all pile out, and then Anika's the first one out of the bus, and she does the classic koala.
The koala.
You know what I don't understand?
Tell me
why the koala move doesn't get you more points, or doesn't get you points on Bachelor
on fantasy. Like, I don't know.
It's a move. Like, yeah. it is a move that a contestant will do every single season.
Yeah, God, especially when we get to those fuck palaces. Oh my
right.
God!
Right, someone always koalas.
Everyone koalas. Everyone does.
So, Colin's like, well, I'm a strong man. I need a stronger woman. Because he likes... Because
that's what said on the group date card.
That's... Yeah. So...
Because Colton must be... He's a Saiyan. He's attracted to strong women.
Exactly.
Which is something that Vegeta confirms in Dragon Ball Super. That Saiyans are exclusively attracted to strong women.
So all of
When you think about Chi-Chi and Bulma, they're both very strong women. Yeah. Which is in they both... And Goku married Chi-Chi and Vegeta married Bulma.
And no, it's good. I think that relates totally to The Bachelor.
Yeah, it does.
Because they were both bachelors.
Yeah, Vegeta and
They trusted their journey.
Colton is basically Goku, though.
They trusted their journeys, and they came out very good on the other end.
Yeah. No, but like, could just real quick, just Colton is basically Goku. Very strong.
Master Orochi, the Chris Harrison of Dragon Ball.
Very strong boy. Definitely doesn't know how sex works.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't know how sex
works. And those are Goku's only traits.
Which at one point was very true about Goku.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
They make a big point of that.
Yes.
Do you want to get married? I don't know what that is.
What?
Okay. Is Master Roshi the Roshi. Chris Harrison? What?
Roshi.
Roshi.
Roshi is from Monster Factory.
Oh, sorry. Is Master...
Master Roshi.
Master, no. Is Master Roshi the Chris Harrison?
No, the Chris Harrison is the World Tournament announcer.
Yes, you're right. No, you're right. Sorry. Yeah. You're right. 100%. World Tournament announcer is the Chris Harrison.
The guy who's literally always wearing sunglasses.
You're right.
He even kind of looks like Chris Harrison.
Yeah, that whole conversation is in your favor. You win. Absolutely. I'm not even disputing that point. Anyway, so they walk in there. And I'm thinking, man, who could be the best celebrity guest to come in this episode of The Bachelor?
For this very strong,
this very powerful strong power episode. And it's definitely going to be John Cena.
Oh, wow. But he may have been there.
He might have been.
He might have been there.
But actually, no, shut up. He wasn't. Because we got a better person.
Oh, shit.
Terry fucking Crews.
Terry goddamn Crews.
A man we have been very adamant about our love for on this podcast, which our brother podcast, Cruising for a Bruising, is coming out soon.
Coming soon to podcast networks near you.
And let me tell you.
And also his wife is there.
His wife is
Rebecca
there.
Cruz.
Rebecca Cruz. She is equally a very strong
Also
woman.
Very strong.
She is buff.
Very muscular.
And they're like, and they're going to do some exercises with him. And then they're going to get him into an obstacle course.
Yeah.
So the next things that we're seeing is just them kind of like testing the strength of all the ladies. And some of the ladies are like, I'm not super strong. And they're like, that's okay. It's all about being positive, which is what it's about.
It's important.
So everyone's like doing their exercises. And for these couple of things, Sydney and Anika are fucking killing it. Because they're very, very strong.
Yes.
Sydney,
flexible as heck.
Sydney, flexible as heck. And so this becomes a big point for everyone. Like, Sydney asks Colton to help stretch her out. And she was a dancer.
Yeah.
So she's obviously insanely flexible.
Yes.
So, like, he's, like, stretching out her leg, like, almost across her body. And he's, like, And it's a, okay, it is a very good move by Sydney to, like, do that, because it's gotten him really close to her, and now she can be like...
Especially their, like, pelvic areas.
Yeah, like, dude, he is very, they are really just, like, almost, like, butts to butts.
Yeah, going ass to ass.
They're like, you know, I don't know, touch butts.
Yeah, getting a little butt touching in there. That's what sex is, right?
That's what sex is, right? Touch butts.
That's what Colton thinks. I know what sex is.
I know. and everyone's just like, Jesus, dude, this, like, you're in public.
Yeah.
And so everyone's kind of having a comment on that, and then, like I said, all that exercise is going on, everyone's having a good time, and then they're like, all right, obstacle course time.
Yeah, and they have, like, a whole obstacle course set up.
Terry Crews has his, like, ultimate warrior
Terry Crews show. Yeah.
And I have a question for you.
Oh, ask me that question, Alan.
Does this date need another famous person?
Oh my God! Well, could we handle another famous person?
I don't know if we could.
Look, if we're gonna have another famous person on this date, it has to be someone we're familiar with.
Right? He's been on there multiple.
Like,
times.
He's been on The Bachelor a couple times, maybe The Bachelorette once. Like, just as.
And he's always brought joy to our hearts.
And he's always great.
Was it Lil Jon?
It wasn't Lil Jon. Was it Lil Jon? No, he's only been on one season.
That's right.
We need someone who's been on two prior seasons of this show.
And they're making it a third.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Willard.
Fred Willard, everybody. Making his triumphant return back to The
Completing
Bachelor.
Completing the trilogy.
Dude, he's the holy trinity of Fred Willard
is back.
And let me tell you.
I swear every season he just looks more confused.
He doesn't know what's going on. He actually really doesn't know what is going on, or he's so good at playing an old man that it's just become second nature to him.
I feel like you can just, like, see in his eyes, I need a better agent. Oh my God.
Yeah, but I think he's loving it.
But I think he loves doing this.
Because it's like, you know, what else is he doing?
Yeah. Making the occasional guest appearance on Modern Family as. What's his name's dad?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Which is that's the perfect choice, by the way.
Yeah, no, it was a very good choice for what's his name's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched Modern Family in a long time.
So Fred Willard is there with Chris Harrison, the buddy cop duo.
Such a good buddy cop duo.
Like they are killing it.
They're commentating.
Look, I won't lie to you, we've thought a lot about who would, if someone was taking over as the host of Bachelor.
It can't be Fred Willard.
I would love it if it was.
I would love it if it was, but like.
Well, it's time for the final roast. Well, ladies, here you go.
Yeah. All right.
I think it wouldn't be good.
It wouldn't be good. But yeah. So there's like three major events here.
There's the cake push.
There's the cake push where they have a very heavy cake. A
very heavy cake.
That they have to push.
Of course, it's like rocky ground and everything.
Some people are good at it. Some people are real not good at it.
I think Sydney kills it. DJ Aggro kills it.
DJ Aggro wrecks this.
DJ Aggro is buff.
She gets aggro.
Yeah, like, DJ Aggro is real aggro.
Damn, DJ Aggro. But then there's the wedding ring flip, the ring flip.
Yeah, so they paint these tires like wedding rings. And like, these tires are usually like 25, 30 pounds.
Oh, heavier than that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
They are?
Those tires are heavier than that. They're probably like 50 pounds.
Nothing
to shake a stick at.
And flipping that over is super fucking difficult. And they're killing it.
Yeah.
A couple of some of the other ladies, they're not really, you know, able to do it, and that's okay.
Yeah.
A lot of what Colton wanted to see was that you're trying.
Yeah.
You know, and you're into it.
And then there was the limo pull.
And that's one thing, what I wish more contestants would realize. Winning the group date doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What matters is...
Making a good impression.
Making a good impression and having fun.
Yeah.
He wants to see that you're just out there having fun.
Because we've said this before about Colton... He's definitely aware that this is a very silly thing.
It's
he's
a goobus dingus show.
Yeah. There's also the limo pull.
The limo pull, which so who was it? It was there's a couple people who tried it. I think Tayshia was on this date too. She wasn't able to do the limo pull.
Yeah.
And then Katie is on this, and she's quite the smallest person in this entire group, and she does it, and then she starts like walking forward, and you can clearly see a dude in the front.
Kind of putting this.
And he's just like putting a little bit of gas into it.
Yeah, just teasing that accelerator.
She's just like pulling. It was like a good, cute little.
Yeah, it was cute.
She did it.
Yeah. And then the final event was the heavy heart carry.
The heavy heart carry. So it was three people. It was DJ Agro, Sydney,
and Onyeka. Yep.
So basically, we had to run this heavy medicine ball
with a heart painted on it.
With a heart painted on it, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth,
and then put it on top of the pedestal.
You got to put that heart on the pedestal.
Yep.
And then if you did that, you won. And then you won a trophy that said "World's Strongest Woman." Yeah. So that means you can physically dominate all the other contestants.
Yeah. It means that you are the strongest woman.
Yes, you are the strongest woman.
And yo, let's just cut to the chase. Onyeka fucking wrecked Sydney and DJ Agro.
Turns out Onyeka also did track at one point.
Yeah.
And it shows, because she fast.
She's the fastest woman alive.
I just moved like a blur.
Yeah, I thought I was watching an episode of The Flash for a second.
It was insane.
It was crazy.
Or, never mind. I was going to make a joke and it wasn't going to be
good. Okay, that's all right.
Because I blanked on it.
All right, that's fair. So she wins the Strongest Woman Bachelor Award.
And so, like I said, she now can dominate any other woman.
She now is fully aware.
She now can sit and be like, that's my seat.
Yeah.
But it's my seat. Well, I'm the strongest.
I'm the strongest woman.
Give me that seat.
I am the truest repairman.
I am the truest repairman. I am the strongest woman.
The truest repairman will repair man. Community.
Community. Jokes.
Jokes. Missed that show.
So Onyeka wins. Now it is evening portion.
Nighttime. I didn't take any notes on this.
I know what happens because there's only one really big thing that happens during this.
Tell me all about it. Thing.
So during this time, everyone's kind of getting their time. Everyone's, you know, talking to Cullen. Everyone's really...
Sorry, I just went and looked at the Vulture article about this episode, and it says, and I quote, I almost wrote, nothing too important happens at this party.
It's true.
Yeah.
I was saying, the most important thing that happens at this party is the group date rose and that someone doesn't do very well.
Yep.
So I'll skip to the chase. So Katie is on her time with...
Caitlin.
That's right. Because she looks a little like Caitlin.
Yep.
But she isn't.
She isn't Caitlin. And her she name isn't is Caitlin.
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 And it sounds like Caitlin.
Sounds like
but
Caitlin.
She isn't. She's the worst. She's the bizarro.
She's the bizarro.
She's the bizarro.
Caitlin is better.
Caitlin is
Caitlin
much
reigns
better.
Supreme.
Caitlin is phenomenal.
Yes.
So, Caitlin is on her time with Colton.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm giving Colton a lot of credit here. He's really trying to get something out of her.
Yes.
He's like, well, you know, tell me about yourself. Tell me about this. Tell me about all these things. He's trying to prompt her to say something.
Yes.
And she just kind of goes like, I don't know. I don't really know if there's anything I want to tell you about me. Well,
yeah.
Girl, what are you doing on this show?
She kind of admits that, like, this is so fucked up. That she's like a very happy and fulfilled person and doesn't really have any traumas in her life.
Right. Well, then you're not on the show.
Which in bachelor's speak means you're right going the fuck
right.
home.
So, like, everything's good in my life. There's nothing sad. Well, then what are you doing? Like, then get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You're telling me your sister didn't spontaneously combust? Well, then you need to get off the fuck off this show.
Yeah. Like, you didn't meet Colton at a football game 9 months ago at Jane
Taylor's
wedding
and had,
like,
sex with him?
Yeah, like, come on. Give me something.
Come on.
Give me something. Like, but nope, she's too well adjusted
she's
for
just
this
well
show.
Way too, like, adjusted in life.
So
like,
Colton just takes that axe and brings it down.
He's like, yeah, I just don't see this all right, going anywhere.
This isn't working. Go home.
All right, so she sends Caitlin home, and that shocks everyone.
And everyone's like, gasp.
What?
People get sent home on this show.
Hey, wow. Now that she got sent home, and
we could get sent home.
Well, fucking duh.
Yeah.
Be better.
Dum-dums.
You idiots.
Stupid people.
God damn it.
Hey, don't be an idiot, huh?
Don't be an idiot. Just be smarter.
Yeah.
So who gets the group date rose?
Nicole. Some reason.
That's right. I remember that because Nicole talks to him about her grandmother, who's also a very strong woman in her life.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's really great. I see why that makes you a strong woman. And I was like, cool, that's nice. This was boring.
Yep.
So next.
Next. It's time for the cocktail party. But wait.
Chris Harrison drops that bomb.
Get wrecked, ladies.
That was good. And he goes, ladies, there's not going to be a cocktail party tonight.
Gasp.
What? That's because we're going to have a pool party.
Pool party.
In place.
We're having a pool party with the cool kids from my school. So Coleman
was just realizing that everyone was like super like stressed out about Caitlin being sent home because now they realize they can be sent home. And he was like, let's do something fun. Let's just all have fun and like get wet because of the water.
Yeah.
Because
it's a pool.
Because it's a pool.
It's a pool party.
And and so everyone's like getting ready to like have a pool party. Like Colton's out there with no shirt on because, you know.
Because, of course, Colton is basically allergic to shirts.
Yeah, he's allergic to hates them.
Hates
and,
shirts.
And I think they're getting them all tanned up. They're like rubbing lotion on him and whatever. And these ladies are soaked.
Yeah.
Because of the pool.
Yep.
That's the last time I can make this joke.
It's true.
So everything's going really fine until Never Been Kissed Heather, which is now her Christian name.
Yep.
Has
God,
been.
She's still around, isn't she?
Never Been Kissed Heather is still around. So Never Been Kissed Heather has been stirring the pot, which we didn't mention so much at the beginning.
Yeah.
But this entire episode, Never Been Kissed Heather has been stirring the fucking pot.
Yep.
Between Hannah and Caitlin.
Yeah.
She's just always trying to like get Hannah B to like to say something to Colton or like you should address that, you should do that,
yeah.
You should tell Colton that.
Well, because Hannah B is like.
She's confiding in
her. I hate Caitlin. And Hannah and Heather's like, yeah.
Yeah,
Caitlin sucks.
Yeah. She's just trying to get her to like bring herself down. She definitely is. Like,
yeah.
This is some like shady, like, but like totally legit bachelor tactics.
Yep.
I mean, I'm like, yeah, dude, like, I don't approve of it, but I mean, you know, you gotta move on how you wanna move on.
Yep.
So she kind of gets Hannah B to like finally like acquiesce and like know that she's gonna like go talk to Colton.
Yep.
And here comes one of the dumbest moments of the entire season.
Tell me all about it.
So she goes like, "Well, there's a beast inside of me,"
and then it gets let out,
and she just goes.
You've definitely seen like a gif of this at this point.
That's like the sound she.
Yeah,
makes.
And it goes and on for a while.
And she just then goes, and then they were like. We have to get all of this. This is gold. We're going to make fun of her so much.
Yeah.
And it's just... I don't want to talk about any more about it because I hated this moment so much.
Yep.
This was terrible. You suck, Hannah.
Basically, we just have another back and forth of Caitlin being like, hey, Hannah B's kind of...
Not great.
Not
and
great.
Hannah B's like, no, she's
and
bad.
Then Hannah B, and then Colton goes to Hannah B and is like, no, Caitlin's not great. And then Colton goes back to Caitlin. And then we get a good moment here. Where Colton is just like, I'm done with this. And he walks away to, like, the producer's tent.
This is the greatest moment.
And I love this so much. Because, like, so Colton sits down. He's, like, talking with one of the producers.
Like, he's, like, leaning down. He's, like, doing, like, he's got his hands in front of
his
mouth.
And he's like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, I need to take a second. I need to think about what's going on right now. And he's talking to a producer. And since I guess we can just never see the face of a producer on this show.
At one point,
you see a chair with the back of a person. And it's the producer Colton is talking to. And mid-sentence, this producer basically just gets up, walks away, and Chris Harrison comes and sits in the seat.
So tell me about your problems, Chris.
Yeah.
So Chris Harrison not only is a father figure, a brother, but a therapist.
A therapist.
A love doctor.
Chris Harrison is a man of many hats.
He truly is.
But he'll never wear a hat because his hair is too perfect.
Well, God forbid if he ever wore a hat.
He does wear hats sometimes. He wears hats when he golfs.
But that's when it's a good time.
That's
when
it's a good time.
That is an acceptable hat
time. So they go. It's rose ceremony time. Whatever.
Essentially, yeah. It's kind of like a bad taste in everyone's mouth, and now it's rose ceremony.
Whatever.
Time.
Rose ceremony time.
I know, but I'm saying I think that covered basically what happened, and it becomes a whole big drama thing, and Colton's not necessarily sure, like how he feels about like either Hannah or Caitlin, and if I were to guess, Hannah would go, and Caitlin.
Yeah, I think Caitlin. No, we're definitely hashtag team Caitlin on Bros Before
Not
Rose.
Not Caitlin, I think. Well, Caitlin's staying anyway. She has a rose.
Yeah, exactly. So rose ceremony. Here we go.
Here we go.
Who's getting roses tonight?
Tell me. Hannah G. Hannah G.
That was
another little thing of the thing at the. The reason she didn't get a group date wasn't on the group date. He said, I don't want you to worry. I'm just super confident in our relationship. Don't even worry about it. You're getting a rose.
Yes.
And so she was like, great.
Yeah.
All right. So then she's the first one.
And she gets the first rose. Tayshia gets a rose. Katie gets a rose. Cassie gets a rose. Kirpa gets a rose. Sydney gets a rose. Demi gets a rose. Tracy gets a rose. Courtney gets a rose. Never Been Kissed Heather gets a rose. Anika gets a rose. And the final rose tonight goes to Hannah B.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum.
But you know what that means, Alex. We've lost a few.
We've lost some women tonight.
Can I just...
We're going to hold hands again?
Yeah. Thank you.
We said goodbye tonight to DJ Aggro.
DJ Aggro.
Who we were led to believe would be on the show for much
longer.
Quite
the villain.
Yeah.
And DJ Aggro, may your sweet, funky beats never stop. And may your memory live on.
Forever.
Forever.
And ever. Amen.
Burr, burr, burr. Burr, burr. All
right. We also lost some other people today.
We also lost a few others. But I think
that was
the most important.
But who were they? Who cares? They're gone now.
Well, we lost the nut.
Did we lose the nut last week?
We lost the nut. No, it was this week.
That was this week?
We lost the nut.
Was the nut on a date this week?
Yes.
Erica. I don't know. They didn't say Erica anywhere in this.
Okay. Maybe we lost the nut last week, right? But I think we lost Bree this week. Right?
We lost Bree this week, maybe. Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember hearing Bree's name at all either.
It doesn't say who we lost.
It doesn't say who we lost here. Well, I could Google it.
This girl's a dingus.
I could Google it. The Bachelor. Now, man, I don't want to see any spoilers because it's 3 weeks ago.
It's 3 weeks ago. Oh my god, I have no idea what's happened.
Bachelor season 23.
All right. Yeah.
So week 3, we lost Caitlin. She got sent home. Nina.
DJ Aggro.
And Bree. Yeah. Okay.
And Bree. So it was the week before was the nut.
We lost week before. Yeah. Week 2 is when we lost Angelique, Annie, Erica, the nut, and Alex D.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yep. I got you. Whew. All right, Alan. This has been an episode. Let's do play of the game.
Play that music.
So, Alan, what was your play of the game this week, 3 weeks ago?
I think my favorite moment of this episode, there were two.
All right.
But the one I'm going to go with, I loved Demi throwing the turkey leg.
God damn it, that was mine.
Loved Demi throwing the turkey leg.
Oh, fuck. You know, all right. That was very good, though. Classic Demi.
Classic
Demi antics. My play of the game, since I'm not going to have that, is I'm going to give my play of the game. It's like a combo move to Colton and Chris Harrison to like dealing with the Kaylin Hannah B drama.
Yes.
Like in the producer tent, like in like a very adult way. Like
father-son way?
In a very, yeah. Because we talk about Chris Harrison has taken on a very fatherly role this season. He takes on a fatherly role every season, but this one especially so.
A few weeks later, he's going to tweet about him, Colton, being like his brother.
Yeah.
And I corrected him and said son.
Yeah.
I'm going to correct him and say
you're
son.
Going to, yes.
Yeah.
I just really like, I don't know. I like sort of seeing behind the kimono a little bit and like seeing...
That is always very interesting in the detail.
Yeah, when you get to see like Colton's... Because like Colton is like...
Like Chris Harrison is just hanging out in a tent out back, just probably like texting and playing, you know... Clash Royale and Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I need to talk about horniness? Cool.
Cool. Bring in the Harrison.
Bring in the Harrison!
God, so that's this episode then.
That's it.
That was it.
We did it.
See y'all next week.
See
y'all next week. But yeah, and we're going to end this episode. Guys, thanks for listening to Bros Before Rose. Check us out on all of your favorite podcast apps. The one you prefer. You've clearly already picked one, so I don't need to rattle off all the ones that we're on.
Yeah, we're happy with the choice you made.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make it for you.
You should be too. You can always get in touch with us, your favorite host of this favorite podcast, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/brosbeforerosecast. You can leave us a voice message on the Anchor app, which is our hosting platform.
We love them.
We do very much. And
you can slide into our DMs.
You can slide into our DMs. Check us out on Twitter. I tweet a lot about weird shit. Sometimes The Bachelor at Old Man Beefy.
I also tweet about sports and The Bachelor at BossMoss91.
We both also have Instagram, where you can follow us on Instagram at the exact same handles. That's it, right?
I think so.
Cool. Guys, thanks for listening to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And this has been The Most.
No. You know how to do it now. No.
That's weeks later.
No.
It hasn't happened yet.
No. But they we've apologized.
Fine. It's been the most dramatic episode yet.
Yeah, that's right, you bitch.
Fine.
Do it.
This is your. I don't want to take your thing.
No, but you've done it.
I had to do that one time because we you were here for the apology episode.
Yeah, you reveled in it.
Yeah, I know I did. It was fun.
I
don't usually get to do that.
Yeah. It's good. Fine. I only get one thing in this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not happy anymore.
I let you talk about a whole group thing. Because I know how much you love Terry Crews.